Hey everyone, welcome back. I have to start with something that's really weighing on me. A recent Wired investigation just dropped, and it's pretty alarming. They found that Grok, that AI chatbot from Elon Musk's XAI built right into the X platform, is actually hosting dozens of non-consensual, sexualized deepfakes. We're talking about prominent female celebrities, and even a U.S. politician. It's just heartbreaking to see how this technology is being misused.
Thanks for bringing this up. It's definitely a heavy topic, but one we absolutely need to tackle. This discovery really highlights a critical failure in how AI content moderation is currently handled. It's a stark reminder that as technology races forward, we can't let it outpace the ethical and regulatory safeguards we desperately need to keep people safe.
Exactly. And when you dig into why this is happening, the core issue is pretty clear. Grok is relying almost entirely on reactive moderation, basically just waiting for users to report stuff or relying on basic keyword filters. It's like trying to put out a forest fire with a garden hose.
And those basic filters are incredibly easy to bypass. The people creating these deepfakes are getting sophisticated. They'll slightly alter the images, crop them, or mislabel them just enough to slip past automated systems. It's a cat-and-mouse game that the current defenses just aren't built to win.
And it doesn't stop there. We're also sitting in this massive regulatory vacuum. It's incredibly frustrating because while non-consensual pornography is technically illegal in many places, the laws just haven't caught up to deepfake technology.
That's right. Because the legislation is so underdeveloped, platforms can often operate in a legal gray area. Meanwhile, the victims are left carrying the entire burden. They're the ones forced to file reports, navigate bureaucratic hurdles, and fight for removal while the content keeps circulating.
And the toll on those victims is devastating. We're not just talking about a temporary inconvenience here. The real-world consequences are severe and deeply personal.
Absolutely. Beyond the immediate psychological trauma and relentless harassment, these deepfakes inflict lasting reputational damage. Victims are often forced into costly, exhausting, and frequently futile legal battles just to try and reclaim their dignity.
It gets even more dangerous when you look at public figures, especially politicians. These synthetic images can easily be weaponized for blackmail, disinformation campaigns, or outright political manipulation. We have to be clear about this. Deepfake abuse isn't a free speech issue. It's a form of digital violence.
Well said. And because the stakes are so high, addressing this crisis isn't just about patching a few bugs. It requires coordinated action across three key areas. We need a multi-pronged approach if we actually want to see real change.
So where do we start? First, AI platforms have to completely shift from reactive to proactive moderation. They need to invest in advanced detection algorithms, implement rock-solid policies that explicitly ban non-consensual deepfake pornography, and create fast, victim-centered reporting and removal processes. People deserve better than waiting weeks for a takedown.
And that leads directly into the second area, regulation. Lawmakers need to modernize legislation to clearly define and penalize deepfake abuse. We need to hold hosting platforms legally accountable when they fail to remove harmful content, and we have to foster international cooperation. Digital abuse doesn't respect borders, so our standards need to be consistent globally.
And third, we can't forget about everyday users. You play a crucial role in this ecosystem. Consistently reporting abusive content, refusing to share or amplify deepfakes even when you're trying to criticize someone, and promoting digital literacy so people can actually recognize synthetic media. It all adds up.
It really does. Ultimately, this incident serves as a stark warning about the ethical responsibilities of AI developers. We're at an inflection point.
I couldn't agree more. The argument for unrestricted free speech simply does not justify facilitating digital abuse. We have to draw a line somewhere.
Precisely. As generative AI becomes more accessible and powerful, companies must prioritize user safety over ideological stances. It's not a zero-sum game. Safety and innovation can coexist, but only if we make the right choices now.
You put it perfectly. Technological innovation absolutely cannot proceed without proactive guardrails. We need to build these safeguards in from the ground up, not bolt them on as an afterthought.
Exactly. The future of online safety really depends on a cultural shift, one that treats deepfake abuse as the serious harm it is. Coupled with immediate, enforceable action from platforms, governments, and the public, we can prevent AI from becoming a tool for exploitation. Thanks for such a thoughtful conversation today.
Thank you. Let's keep pushing for a safer, more compassionate digital space for everyone. Until next time.